They spoke to us. As you make the October 2006 General Conference a part of your own and your family's life, you might consider using the following ideas for personal study and family home evening. Or you may wish to create your own questions, activities, and discussion ideas. All of these talks come from the November 2006 Ensign. Search the words activity. 1. What object did President Hinckley show while he was speaking on Sunday morning? Clue. Search President Gordon B. Hinckley's talk in the Sunday morning session, The Faith to Move Mountains. 2. What school subject did Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf dislike as a boy? What changed his mind? Clue. Read Elder Uchtdorf's talk in the Saturday afternoon session, The Power of a Personal Testimony. 3. Like Pahoran in the Book of Mormon, what should we say when someone is rude to us? Clue. Search Elder David A. Bednar's talk in the Sunday afternoon session, And Nothing Shall Offend Them. 4. Fill in the blank, I testify to you that the resurrection is not a blank. Clue. Search Elder Joseph B. Worthland's talk in the Saturday afternoon session, Sunday Will Come. What does this mean? How does it change the way you live each day? 5. What did the hikers do when it was time for General Conference? Clue. Read Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's talk in the Sunday afternoon session in Prophets in the Land Again. What can you do when it is time for General Conference? 6. What did Brigham Young and others wave as an ensign to the nations? Read President Boyd K. Packer's talk in the Sunday afternoon session, A Defense and a Refuge. How can you and your family be an ensign or an example to the world around you? 7. Which principle can we learn best from the stories of three towels and a 25-cent newspaper? Tithing, honesty, or kindness? Clue. Read Bishop Richard C. Edgley's talk in the Sunday morning session, Three Towels and a 25-cent Newspaper. Quotes and activities. 1. President Gordon B. Hinckley said, faith is not demonstrated only in big heroic events, such as the coming of the handcart pioneers. It is also demonstrated in small but significant events. He then told the story of a woman who lost something important to her but found it after she prayed. Each time you pray, remember that you are showing faith in Heavenly Father, just as handcart pioneers did. Picture Heavenly Father listening to your prayers as you speak to Him. Ask Him to help your faith continue to grow. 2. Sister Elaine S. Dalton, second counselor in the Young Women General Presidency, said, through the youth of the noble birthright, look into the windows of eternity. See yourselves in the Lord's holy temples. See yourselves living worthy and pure lives. Generations are depending on you. Draw a picture of yourself near the temple, or attach a picture of a temple to a mirror that you look into each day. Remind yourself daily of future goals and how you can stay worthy to achieve them. 3. President Thomas S. Monson taught, we can rely on the faith and testimonies of others only so long. Eventually, we must have our own strong and deeply placed foundation, or we will be unable to withstand the storms of life. He explained that the reason some roads crack and others stay smooth is that some roads have deeper foundations than others. Using objects or toys found around the house, blocks, cans, plastic cups, build towers with weak foundations. Demonstrate how easily they fall. Think of ways to strengthen your spiritual foundations so that the difficult things you face won't chip away at your testimony. 4. President James E. Faust taught that being a disciple means obeying the Savior. He said the blessings of discipleship are readily available to all who are willing to pay the price. Fold a piece of paper in half. On one side, write what you must pay in order to be a disciple of Christ, such as studying the Scriptures, attending church, telling the truth, and being kind. On the other side, write the blessings that come from following Christ, such as guidance, peace, eternal family relationships, joy, protection, and eternal life. Each time you must make a choice between right and wrong. Remember your list of blessings and how valuable they are to you. 5. Ask some family members to hold out their hands, palms up. Ask the other family members to keep their hands closed. Place a small item in the open hands. Why could they receive the item? Brother A. Roger Merrill, Sunday School General President, taught that we must act to receive the Spirit. He said, remember, receive is a verb. Discuss with your family how we each decide to receive the Spirit during our church meetings, scripture study, and personal prayer. 6. Elder Marcus B. Nash of the 70s shared two lessons he learned as a boy while fishing. What were they? How do they apply to us? As you pray, ask to be surrounded by the influence of the Holy Ghost and to avoid Satan's lures that would pull you away from a happy, gospel-centered life. Stories to read and share. Are you preparing a talk or lesson? In the following conference talks, you'll find stories you can tell. Father and son go bowling at 5 a.m. From the Temple is About Families, Elder Richard A. Winkle, Saturday morning session. Father is patient with son who knocks over motorcycles. Robert C. Oakes, The Power of Patience in the Saturday morning session. Martyrdom of Raphael Monroy and Vincente Morales. From Discipleship, President James E. Faust in the Saturday morning session. Deacon takes recording a priesthood lesson to another deacon. A priesthood quorum, Elder Henry B. Eyring of the Quorum of the Twelve, from the priesthood session. Father sacrifices to buy an ironing machine for his wife. Let Us Be Men, Elder D. Todd Christofferson, from the priesthood session. Marcus B. Nash catches a fish. From the Great Plan of Happiness, Elder Marcus B. Nash, in the priesthood session. Boy blessed after a fall from a diving board. He trusts us, Elder Stanley G. Ellis, from the priesthood session. Priest gives collected food to a single mother. Spiritual nutrients, President James E. Faust, from the priesthood session. Boy finds King's Emerald while doing his duty. From True to Our Priesthood Trust, President Thomas S. Monson, from the priesthood session. Thomas S. Monson prompted to visit and bless hospitalized friend. True to Our Priesthood Trust, from the priesthood session, President Monson. Young women carry Jamie Palmer on a hike. How firm a foundation, President Thomas S. Monson, from the Sunday morning session. Waitress talks about the gospel with a truck driver. The plan of salvation, Elder L. Tom Perry, from the Sunday morning session. Richard C. Edgley returns three towels he had taken. Three towels and a 25-cent newspaper, Bishop Edgley, from the Sunday morning session. Rich man takes newspapers from a vending machine. Three towels and a 25-cent newspaper, Bishop Edgley, from the Sunday morning session. Martha Paxman finds her lost wedding band. The Faith to Move Mountains, President Gordon B. Hinckley, from the Sunday morning session. Handcart companies rescued on the plains. The Faith to Move Mountains, President Hinckley, from the Sunday morning session. Pioneer leaders raise an ensign to the nations. A defense and a refuge, President Boyd K. Packer, acting president of the Quorum of the Twelve, from the Sunday afternoon session. Man inspired to help blind farmer. Becoming instruments in the hands of God, Elder Don R. Clark, from the Sunday afternoon session. Woman listens to General Conference on a hike with friends. Prophets in the Land Again, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles in the Sunday afternoon session. Young mother feels unworthy of God's love. Eternally encircled in His love, Bonnie D. Parkin from the General Relief Society meeting. Woman prompted to visit a grieving Relief Society sister. To look, reach, and come unto Christ. Ann C. Pingree, from the General Relief Society meeting. Ann C. Pingree seeks forgiveness from one she offended. To look, reach, and come unto Christ. Ann C. Pingree, from the General Relief Society meeting. Single mother with seven children prays for a night off. In the arms of his love, President Gordon B. Hinckley, from the General Relief Society meeting. Young couple pays tithing and does not go hungry. In the arms of his love, President Gordon B. Hinckley, from the General Relief Society meeting. End of the article, They Spoke to Us.